National Treasury recently broadened the terms of reference of the independent panel tasked to review VAT zero-rated items, and it's willing to consider non-food items. As a result, a discussion has arisen as to whether data should be exempt from VAT. My colleague Inga Lambrecht has been looking at this issue, and she joins me in studio to break down the issues. So, Inga, the independent panel can now look at non-food items. Apart from data, which we're going to look at in just a moment, what are some of the obvious items that they could consider? I know there's been a lot of talk around sanitary ware.
Yes, Nompuya. So I think there's lots of lobby groups who now want their products included, and we'll have to see how that pans out. So initially, the panel could only consider food items. Currently, the zero ratings basket includes 19 food items, but like you say, they can now also consider non-food items. I think sanitary products, because it's a big issue, especially in schools, I don't want to say are likely to be included, but I think if we look at non-food items, it's probably one of the things that has the best chance of being included, because it's, I think from a social perspective, there's good arguments to be made to include it. Mm. I think the problem may be that there's a fiscal constraint. So whatever we put into the basket at this point, we'll probably have to take something out. So the question then becomes, what are we taking out? And I think maybe fruit, because a lot of higher income groups, I think, also consume that to a larger extent, maybe than low income groups. So if we include sanitary products, I think maybe likely that fruit, something like that, will be excluded from the basket.
Mm-hmm. So, Inga, now people are being quite opportunistic now and talking about the possibility of zero rating data. Tell us a bit about that.
Nompo, I think data costs are a big problem in South Africa. We saw the Data Must Fall campaign earlier, and it's ongoing. If you compare our cost to other countries, we are relatively quite expensive. So now the question becomes, how do you address that? And one of the, let me first say, why do you want to address it? There's studies that show that if you improve broadband penetration, for example, a World Bank study says that for every 10% rise in broadband penetration, GDP growth increases by around 1.4%. So if you can add that to our GDP, that would make a massive difference. So how do you make data more affordable? There are various ways that you can do that, but at the moment there seems to be business and government seems to be at loggerheads about how we should do it. So business is saying we want more spectrum, and government is saying no, you don't need spectrum for things like fiber to the home. You need to stop making these insane amounts of money and lower your costs. But unfortunately, within that context, not a lot of progress is being made. So now people are saying, look, we are re-looking at this VAT zero ratings basket. Mm. Maybe we should put data in there, because then it would become 15, well, you would remove the 15% VAT, standard rate VAT, on these data costs. So this is why we're talking about it.
Presumably, if we were to go down that road, that would have huge fiscal implications.
Definitely. And I think that is why maybe this is unlikely to happen. The first question is maybe, well, what is it going to cost us if we do introduce it? I think when the panel looks at this, they will probably argue that middle and high income earners will benefit much more than lower income earners if they do zero rate the data. And from that perspective, maybe this is not a very popular proposal. Then you can rather go and look at sanitary products or something like that that we discussed earlier. I think there are other things also to look at maybe. So Treasury has broadened the panel's mandate so they can look at non-food items. The other thing, another question is perhaps if consumers will really benefit if we do zero rate it. So maybe the firms will just take this additional margin basically as a profit. That is a possibility. And then the Davis Tax Committee previously said, rather collect as much tax as you can and then redistribute it in a targeted manner rather than zero rating a lot of stuff, because it becomes a very complicated system to work in. And that can potentially be done through something like a social grant. Mm. So I think it's not impossible that this could happen, but from a fiscal perspective, maybe unlikely to happen at this stage. We saw the GDP number, the first quarter, that contraction of 2.2%. And against that background, the fiscal numbers will definitely be constrained. So we'll have to watch this space a little bit closer and see.
Mm. You've spoken to some of the challenges, but when you've spoken to experts in the field, what do they say about the chances of us being able to get zero-rated data?
Nompu, they weren't very positive about it. I think maybe one of the things one should also consider is that in this environment, there's always political arguments for something and maybe economic arguments against it. So we saw recently with the public sector wage increase, that is going to have a massive impact on the budget. And yet it was passed. Afterwards, there were a few proposals to now offer voluntary retrenchment packages to people over 60 to try and mitigate the impact. But from a political perspective, maybe this zero rating data might be a good option. Next year is an election, but the problem then becomes, from an economic perspective, can we really afford it? And there's also always this bit of tension, I guess, between the two camps. And from that perspective, from a fiscal or economic perspective, definitely not a good idea, especially at this point. But then again, you will have to ask the politicians what they think.
Ultimately, with this story, isn't what we really need more competition in that market?
I think you are definitely right. The other question maybe is whether regulation can be improved. We saw in ICASA earlier issuing new regulations or new proposals with regards to rolling over data. I think that has now gone to court. I speak under correction. But I mean, that process, if you can manage that in an effective way, that's definitely one way of improving data costs. And competition, like you say, is definitely another.
That was Inga Lemprecht, a journalist at MoneyWeb.